Hey, Marvel Maniacs! Welcome back to the next episode of Guardians of the MCU. This is episode 245, and we are recording on April 18th, 2022. This is our little extra bonus episode of the week, and we have such a fun little thing that we're going to do. It's ladies' night. It's just me and Sheba. Hi, Sheba!
Hello. Hi, Lizzie.
And we are taking over. We're doing something very fun. We kind of talked about it before, and this is where we landed. So buckle up and play along at home and let us know what you think, what answers you come up with. But before we dive into it, we are a part of the Random Chatter Network. So you can check us out at randomchatter.com for more information on our shows, membership through Patreon, access to the Escape Hatch Discord channel, and show merchandise from T Public. So we are not doing character profile, Sheba, and we are not doing a discussion. No, we are not. Nope. What we are going to be doing is a little Marvel Would You Rather.
Ooh.
Yes. Exciting. Now, Sheba's not seeing these questions, and I haven't, I'm sort of skimming through and reading ahead, but I haven't, like, thought through any answers. So we're going to do this as organically as we possibly can. There's a bunch of questions on a pick and choose, and we're just going to go for half an hour and see where it takes us. Mm-hmm. So, Sheba, will you watch the time for me?
Say that again? Oh, yeah, watch the time? Yes, I will.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Okay, let's start with, what is it good? Oh, here we go. Would you rather be able to control minds like Wanda or control feelings like Mantis?
No, feelings, I guess. I don't know, because
yeah.
I feel like with minds, it's just, I don't want to know what people are thinking. I don't know why. It always leads to my insecurity of, like, what if they don't like me and I don't want to know? If they don't like me, that's fine.
That's
I don't
fair.
Need to know. I don't care because I'm like, otherwise, if I know, then I'd feel bad. And I'm like, I don't need to know. You don't like me, you don't like me. It's cool. At least with feelings, I guess, if somebody's, you could use it more for good. Like if somebody's really like angry, you can kind of help calm them down a little bit and then kind of still have a conversation. Like you can't, like you'd, I wouldn't be afraid of taking over everything and, you know, manipulating them as much. You could use it ideally more to like help calm them down, or if they're stressed out, you can help kind of keep them a little bit. You can kind of help them relax or something like that. And you could use it a little bit more for good, and it's less likely you can use it for evil, hopefully.
Yes.
So I would say feelings.
Feelings. That's a good one. I think I'd have to consider it in the context of whether or not it's as a superhero or as me. Like as me, I think I'd agree with you. I'd want feelings because I think it's a more interesting power on a day-to-day basis. But if I'm a superhero, I definitely want to have control minds like Wanda.
That's
because I want to be the strongest Avenger.
That is true. She is the strongest Avenger. Sorry, Thor.
She is the strongest Avenger. Yeah, I think I would say if I was a superhero, I'd want control minds like Wanda. Although I agree with you. It's like too much power. But I think in everyday life, the feelings one would really come in handy. You could like moderate like arguments and mm-hmm. keep the peace. I feel like it would really come in handy a lot.
It would really come in handy sometimes when some students are having fights and I need to like try to talk to them and they're just angry and I'm like, all right, we need to calm down a little bit and then I can talk to you. So that would be really helpful in those situations.
Oh my gosh. Yes. As a teacher, that'd be such a good power.
Honestly. And it'd help for me too. I'd be like, I control my own feelings. So it'd be very,
yes, come here, children. Let me touch your shoulder. Boom.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Next question. Would you rather watch old movies with Peter Parker or take archery lessons from Clint Barton? That's a hard one, right?
That is a hard one because I've never done archery and I want to learn, but also the kid in me who was like one of my favorite characters was Spider-Man as a kid. And to be able to like watch old school movies with Peter Parker would be exciting because he'd be like a nerd and I'd be nerdy and we'd probably like nerd out together watching the movies. But you know what, in terms of, I like how you said last time, superhero versus what I do in real life. Probably if I was a superhero, I'd probably ask Clint Barton to teach me some archery so that I could become a better, well-rounded superhero. So probably archery because I know I couldn't I wouldn't have the best, I would have the best teacher if I learned with Clint Barton. Whereas watching movies, I could do that. I do that now anyways. So archery.
I would also pick archery. I actually have taken archery before and I love it. I love archery. It's so satisfying as like a sport. And I think on it, if I'm being really honest here, which why not? This is, would you rather? Let's just be honest. I think watching movies with Peter Parker would piss me off because he'd be like, this old movie. And I'd be like, say it again. Say it one more time. This, call it an old movie one more time, Peter. You're going to be in big trouble. And I think I would be so annoyed.
That's fair.
I work with a lot of younger people and they're always like, that's, we've never heard of that. And I'm like, who are you? And I think it would drive me nuts.
That's true. I mean, to be fair, I always assume kids, like my students, I always assume they don't know, like they won't know something. I'm like, oh, I don't know if you've heard of this before. They're like, yeah, we know that. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. All right.
Shocker.
I don't feel old. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I feel old today. But like, sometimes they're like, we don't know what that is. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go and lie down now because my knees are hurting.
Like, it's not nice for you to say, why don't you keep it to yourself?
Yeah. Oh, and most of my students will be, tell me things like, oh, you're older than my mom. And I'm like, thanks. It makes me feel great today.
Such great news. Thank you.
But anyways.
Peter.
Yeah, that would, but yeah, that's true. He would probably, I was thinking like old school Peter Parker, like 80s, like 90s Spider-Man Peter Parker. I was thinking in that way. I was like, he'd be really nerdy to hang out with. And it'd be like, yeah, I got to hang out with Spider-Man. But you're right. He probably would just drive me a little bit crazy.
Okay, if we're gonna get, this is not on the list, but I'm adding it in.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather watch movies with Toby's Peter, Andrew's Peter, or Tom's Peter?
Andrew's Peter, because, I mean, I think that's more biased because I have a...
Peter! That way we don't have to fight, and I won't have to fight you, so
we won't have to lose. You're going to do with Toby?
Yeah.
Okay. Phew. I was just saying that because I'm a little biased. Yeah. I'm a little biased though, because I like Andrew Garfield a lot, but I also think he's so nerdy and he's like,
I know.
So I'm like, I'm down. Yep. Totally. And plus he just,
I mean, I love Andrew. I love, love Andrew so much, sure. But Toby is my Peter. So like, if I was going to watch like the ideal Peter, sure. Plus Toby is my age range. So sure. I think that's appropriate for me.
But you're only a year younger than me. We just established that
I mean, younger than you?
I mean, you're one year older than me.
Oh, I was like, I don't think I'm younger than you, Sheba.
No. But like 1 year. So technically, Toby and Andrew, because Andrew's my age, I think.
That's true. Andrew and Toby are both in our age range.
Yeah. I'm like, it would just be weird with
Andrew.
Yeah, there you go. We can double date that.
Yeah, this is when you know you have a great friend is when you both pick different people. Then it's like, perfect. We never have to fight over their love.
Exactly. And then we can double date and then we can hang out with both of them. So there you go.
And you won't have to lose because I'll have to beat you.
Yeah, right. I would never. I'd probably just be like, yeah, go ahead. He's yours.
Oh, okay. Well, I take back my threats.
That's my people pleaser in me. I'll be like, yeah, go ahead.
But once we learn archery together, then we could have like a shoot off if we needed to.
True.
We don't because we picked different Spideys. So I'm just saying, if it came down to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Next question. Would you, this is a good one. Dang. Would you rather live under Hydra's fascist rule or live freely after Thanos' snap? Dang. That's brutal.
Oh, darn. Because people are going to die either way.
It's a lose-lose. It's really a lose-lose because obviously fascist rule isn't a 50% of the population death. That's not as the cost wouldn't quite be as high, would it? But you wouldn't be living free.
Right, exactly. And you'd have to be very careful with how you live.
Goodness.
You couldn't do everything that you wanted to do because you could get in trouble or worse, death.
Right.
Oh,
I think I want to say live freely after Thanos' snap because I, having been through grief before at different reasons and different stages, you always find a way to live with grief. Like you always find a way to carry that weight eventually. And so I think that although the resistant in me, like the rebel in me, would want to live under the fascist rule and then overthrow the fascist government. So like, I don't know, that would be a great opportunity for resistance. And I love that stuff.
Yeah. I feel like, I'd probably live freely as well. Yeah, I'd probably live freely as well. Under the snap. And that's only, that's such a, I know it sucks because half the population would be gone, but at least the people that were there would be able to live well. And to be fair, we don't know what happened once people snapped away. Were they just floating around in limbo? Were they somewhere else? Because Peter made it seem that he and Dr. Strange were chilling somewhere together, or they went back, like they were gone and then they were back on the planet. So maybe people were chilling somewhere else.
Very fast.
Yeah,
they didn't injure anything, so they were like preserved. But I guess the question would be like, do they ever get to come back or no? And do we ever get to throw the over the government or no? Like we just have to live that way. We're trying to alter the question, Sheba.
I know. I'm really bad at these because I will do that. I will overanalyze and be like, well, maybe.
Same. But guess what? We made the game. We're just choosing these questions so we can do whatever we want.
Exactly. Yep.
Great news.
Manipulate them however we want to.
Okay, I'm going to go with overthrow the fascist government so that less people die.
Okay, and I'm going to go with living freely after the snap, but then also help the Avengers bring everybody back. So there you go.
We're such cheaters. We totally need to get to both of our questions. We don't care. Listen, listeners, we don't care. We do what we want. And if you have a different answer, you should probably meet us in the Discord channel and tell us what your answer is.
Yeah, or you can find us on any social media and then just, not in a creepy way, DM us and we can discuss.
Yep. Or tweet us or DM us. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. This is a cute one. Would you rather hang out with Baby Groot or Teenage Groot?
Obviously. Baby Groot, because Baby Groot likes to dance and it's so cute. So Baby
He's
Groot.
So cute. They didn't give us an option of a grown-up Groot. That's not nice.
I know. I mean, I feel like it would have been more of a challenge between Baby Groot and Grown Up Groot.
It would have been.
Because like Grown Up Groot is still like, a Teenage Groot is still like, we've seen, he was still kind of like, like I'm doing what I want and that kind of thing. It's a little grumpy and, being a teenager.
Is annoying.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a little, but Grown Up Groot versus Baby Groot, both of them are like, one's adorable and sweet and like in like very like cinnamon rolly. And then the older Groot is also very sweet, but like also like wise in his own way. And you're just like, oh,
yes. So,
yeah. Yeah. That would be tough.
I agree. But okay. So it's Baby Groot or Teenage Groot. Baby. I don't want to choose Teenage Groot. He's such a punk.
Yeah. I mean, it's
a old man, but he's still a punk.
Yeah. The only thing that was cool is that near the end where he makes like uses his hand as like at the end of Infinity War, he gets a little bit better. Yeah, he has a Stormbreaker and then he's helping with the fight and stuff. But otherwise, Baby Groot is just, he's so cute.
He's so cute.
Yeah, and his little dancing, and then waving to Gamora, and Gamora's like, hi, Groot, but don't do that. It's just precious. So Baby Groot for me all the way.
Baby Groot for me too. We are of one mind.
Yeah.
This one's funny, and I think it's an easy, we'll see. Would you, it's funny. Would you rather have Thor as president or Black Panther as president?
Black Panther?
It's T'Challa. Yeah, duh.
I was like, Black Panther, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I love Thor, but I mean, we saw Party Thor, so.
Yeah, and also, like, we saw how much, like, he handed the mantle off to Valkyrie, rightfully so.
Because
we know he doesn't want to be president, so it's Black Panther.
Yeah.
The rightful leader of this country.
Oh, yep.
Even though they're both not from this country. That's interesting. Yeah. But I don't care.
Can they be president of the world? Because I think they'd be good presidents of the world. He'd be a good president of the world.
A universal president. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Global president. Yeah, yep. Let's take it. Let's do it. You can be the hegemon.
Yep, exactly.
Would you rather visit Venice with Peter Parker or Budapest with Hawkeye? I'm going to go with Venice because I feel like that was, even though obviously it wasn't a delightful trip, Budapest sounds a lot harder.
Yeah. And like, even Hawkeye was kind of like, he was telling, you know, Black Widow, like, we remember it differently. And yeah. I feel like if you were going to Budapest with Hawkeye, it would be kind of more business than pleasure. And that's for mission, Peter, for Peter, it was just, it happened to be that something happened while he was there. He wasn't looking for it and didn't want to bring, you know, didn't want to go on a mission or anything. He was literally like, I'm going on vacation. So I feel like Venice with Peter Parker would be fun.
Yeah, agreed. 100%. Yeah. This sounds funny too. These are funny. Would you rather have a Disney Plus series for Valkyrie or Disney Plus series for Howard the Duck?
I'm going to say Valkyrie because I love Valkyrie. Although, yeah, I would love to see more of her. And I'd love to see her background, her past, present, and future. I want it all. Give it to me. All of it to me.
Howard the Duck is a funny little, like, MacGuffin. He's not like a thing that we desperately need in the MCU as his own character. Like, I just don't think anyone's waiting on that.
Yeah, he already got his chance back in the day. So
he did.
You know, it's cool. He had his time. It's Valkyrie's time to shine.
Yeah, I don't think a funny, like a weirdly crass duck is really what we're looking for in our lives.
Yeah, and he's kind of creepy. From what I remember, I mean, I don't remember watching the movie because I just heard it was creepy and a little weird. And I was like, and it doesn't sound like something I'd like to watch. So I didn't watch it.
I liked the Seth Green interpretation. But it's like, he's an Easter egg. He's not a character we need in the MCU.
Yeah.
That being said, the second they bring him in and they make a funny movie with him, I'll like it. But I just, no, thank you. It's Valkyrie for me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Another one we're matched on that.
Yep.
This is a good one. Would you rather have Jarvis in your Iron Man suit or would you rather have Friday in your Iron Man suit?
That's a tough one.
I think I'd pick Jarvis just because his voice is so dear. Like Paul Bettany's voice is so dear to me that I would want to hear that every day.
Yeah. And like, I feel like he was the original, like he's the OG. He knows, like all the other ones. I mean, did Tony purposely not make them as good as Jarvis or like they, I feel like Jarvis really had more of a mind of his own. And then after that, They were, but they didn't seem that way. And then I wonder if it's because Tony was afraid of the Ultron situation again. So he didn't put as much, you know, like didn't give them as much as he did maybe to Jarvis. Because at least that's what it felt like to me, because he was more reliant on Jarvis in the beginning of Iron Man. But then later on, he's reliant on Friday, but not in the same degree. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. And I noticed that. But
I think I probably focus on the sound of the voice more than anything else. Like, I think for me, I'd pick Jarvis because I would want to hear his voice in the helmet. Mm-hmm. Although I like the sound of Friday's voice, but it's something about Paul Bettany's voice is so dear that's what I'd want to hear.
Yeah.
But you make a good point, too. I mean, it does seem like there was something that happened after Ultron that made Tony program it differently. Yeah. But I would pick it because of the voice.
Yeah, I think I'd probably pick Jarvis also. We keep matching on things, but I can't help it. I can't help it.
And they're good questions. They're fun questions. Yeah. Would you rather run like Quicksilver or shrink and fly like Wasp?
Wasp. Shrink and fly like Wasp.
I would go Quicksilver. I'd want the speed.
Yeah. I mean, it would be great to be able to like go really fast to places and not have to drive all the time. And you, especially with gas being what it is, but with Wasp, I guess you could just fly to those places. So
that's true.
I still stick to my statement. I like flying. So I would
pick that's good. We still have to have like, you know, a little, helps to have a diversified group of friends with different powers. So, you know, kind of have to finish sometime.
Exactly.
Would you rather be best friends with Rocket or Ant-Man? We need Ant-Man's answer.
I mean, I love Rocket. Rocket is hilarious and, you know, he's really smart. But Scott's just funny and does close hand magic. Like, it would be never a dull moment with him around. If you were, like, sad, he was like, let me cheer you up with some close hand magic, you know?
Yeah, and he's a cinnamon roll. He really is.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'd pick Rocket because I think he's, I don't know, his snarky. I'm not, I don't actually love snarkiness all the time, mm-hmm. even though yep. I can occasionally be snarky, but I don't tend to be snarky or sarcastic on the regular. And so I right. know that's shocking to you guys. I'm just really not. But I think there's something about Rocket that I think he's like really fiercely protective of his yeah. people, but he really. Also is like disingenuous and funny. Like, you know, he'll jab with you, but like when it comes down to it, he's so yeah. fiercely protective. Yeah. I don't know. And he's, you could just give him a little pet sometimes. You can't because he'll bite you, but I mean, it's fun yeah. to try.
Yeah.
This is a good one. Would you rather be Incredible Hulk all the time or switch off with Bruce Banner?
Switch off with Bruce Banner.
Yeah, because, I don't want to be all the time. I like the. Yeah. I would like the ability to go back and forth.
Yeah, because I mean, yeah. What if you like want to hug someone and you accidentally hug them too much?
So, a better question would be: Would you rather be Bruce only or Incredible Hulk only?
Yeah, I mean, I'd still probably go with Bruce only though. Yeah, because Bruce is, I'm a fan of smart scientist people, so that's yeah. probably why I would be like science.
Well, Bruce Banner, because he's not just like a hero, you know, until yeah. like Professor Hulk comes along, but he's right. not just like a hero, which is what makes his movie harder, mm-hmm. is that he's not a hero in that form necessarily. He's like more yeah. of a weapon. So like, yeah. I'd go with Bruce.
Yeah.
Would you? Would you rather have Thanos for a father or Ego for a father?
Dang. Those are both terrible options.
They're horrible options.
I mean, I guess Thanos sort of loved, I mean, he didn't yeah, really love Nebula, but he at least loved Gamora.
Yeah, that was my first thought too, that he did like that. I will say that scene in Infinity War when he realizes that it's Gamora he has to give up, and he realizes that is the one thing he loves. And when yeah. she sees it, when she realizes it, there is, yeah. I mean, he obviously loves in a horribly toxic way. And there yeah. could be a conversation about whether or not that's really love or if it's, mm-hmm. you know, dependency or attachment or like this right. toxic thing that he's created. But that's like a therapy question.
Yeah.
But there, at the end of the day, if you just boil it down and kind of just gloss over it, it is a kind of love. And whereas yeah. Ego doesn't have that for Quill.
Yeah, he's just kind of like, his love is like, I love you because you're like me and you can help me kind of thing. It's like a very...
self. And so a yeah. form of, it's ego to the purest form. He it loves is. Himself, so therefore anything of him, he would love.
Exactly.
And that's not loving Quill, that's just yeah. loving himself. So I, exactly. yeah, I go with Thanos.
Yeah.
That's hard to say, but it's true.
I know. I'm like, I'm like, so terrible because they're both terrible fathers, but
yeah, one it's is really a lose-lose.
Like, yeah, it's like you can't win either way.
You cannot. Would you rather have a Black Panther ride at Disneyland or a Doctor Strange ride?
Oh, shoot.
That's tough. I would say Black Panther because maybe it means that they built a Wakanda.
Yeah.
And I would live for a Wakanda in Disneyland. Yeah. Disney World.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, literally after watching Black Panther, I was sad that Wakanda wasn't a real place because I really wanted to live there so badly.
So I would want to move there so much.
Yeah, like if they, oh my God, if they had like a Wakanda area or section in, like they had, you know, Avengers Campus and then like a Wakanda area, I would probably live there every day. I'd be like, leave me here and just go and do your thing. I'm just staying in Wakanda, literally Wakanda forever. I would just live there.
Literally. Yeah. I will say, I think that a Doctor Strange ride would probably be super cool and trippy.
Yeah, it would be.
Versus like, I'm not able to visualize like what I would think a Black Panther ride would be, but I think I would mm-hmm. sacrifice the Doctor Strange ride for getting to have a Wakanda land.
Yep.
I wouldn't care what the ride was. Yep. I would just want to be in the land.
Yeah, exactly.
That being said, fun fact, I am writing Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind on May 18th.
Yay!
Epcot for the first time. I have my pass holder preview. And then I'm going to Disneyland in July, and I'm hoping to do Avengers Campus when I go out there. So I'm going to be having a lot of Disney Marvel interactions. And if I get my hands on a pair of those Scarlet Witch mini ears, I'm going to freak out because I want them so bad.
Also, if you can grab, if you find two, can you grab me one as well? And I will pay back. Obviously, I'm not going to just be like, buy it and leave. I would pay back for those because I've also been seeing them and I'm like, they're pretty.
They look so good.
I know.
Oh, I got you. Don't worry, girl. Okay. I got you.
Legit.
Okay. Would you rather lose your eye like Nick Fury or lose your arm like Bucky? And you'd have to lose it like that character.
But would I also get an arm like Bucky?
I mean, one would think.
So then I would like to be... but wait, because then that means that you would have to be the Winter Soldier. And that wouldn't be fun. But then you get cool Wakanda arm.
Maybe you just get the arm.
Oh, okay. You get like a cool Wakanda arm?
I would think so, eventually.
Okay.
You have I don't know.
Yeah.
Because maybe you have to have the Winter Soldier arm first.
That's what I mean. Like, do you have to be the Winter Soldier before? This is why I can't answer these questions, because I need to know all of the different things that go on. This is why I'm so bad at this.
No, you don't get to have anything. You just lose your eye or you lose your arm.
Okay. All right. Cool. Then I guess I would lose my eye.
Question mark.
I know. I'm like, do I want to lose my eye? Because you can't really replace your eye, but you could, like, just thinking of real world wise, you could eventually get a prosthetic arm.
That's true.
But prosthetic eyes, not as likely. So maybe lose my arm and then get a prosthetic arm. So I guess lose my arm as long as I don't become the Winter Soldier. If we're assuming we're just losing an arm and it has nothing to do with being a Winter Soldier, then I would say lose the arm. But if I have to be the Winter Soldier, then I would say lose an eye.
You're so funny. I'm going to go with lose an eye because I think I would look so bangarang with an eye patch.
Oh, yeah. And then you could be a pirate if you decide.
I could be such a great pirate. I would be such a great pirate, you guys.
I know. I'm obsessed with pirates ever since, like, John. I mean, I was always obsessed with pirates, but then I watched Pirates of the Caribbean. Then I became even more obsessed because Jack Sparrow.
Oh, and then one day, that was my whole life in the 2000s.
Right? And literally every Halloween, I dress up as a pirate just because of that. And my mom was just like, all right, so you love pirates. Here you go. Here's pirate. Like, they all knew. My whole family knew that I was obsessed with pirates. And then one time we went to Nova Scotia and we went on a boat to go whale watching. And it was really, really cold. And then I was feeling sick and gross and really cold because I wasn't wearing proper shoes and jackets and things. And then I was like, dang it. If I can't survive this, then it means I can't be a pirate. And I was really upset because I was like, goodbye, pirate life. Pirate life's not for me, apparently.
You're so logical. You're like, nope, I guess I can't live.
I was so heartbroken. I was like, there goes my dreams of becoming a pirate, I guess, because that was a logical career choice at that point.
Oh, you're funny. Okay, I'm going to do a couple lightning rounds, and I'm going to save this other question that is emotional for the end, okay?
All right.
So, lightning round.
Okay.
Would you rather have Wolverine join the MCU or Deadpool?
Wolverine.
Obviously, Deadpool's going to be joining them. Well, they're both going to. Okay, would you? I guess sooner rather than later, let's say. Sooner rather than later. Wolverine or Deadpool?
Wolverine.
Me too.
Yeah.
Would you rather wield Mjolnir or Stormbreaker?
Mjolnir.
Oh, I'm going to wield Stormbreaker. Because I don't have to be... Well, I guess... Do you have to be worthy for Stormbreaker? I don't know. I think you do have to be for Mjolnir. That's an Odin thing. But I know about Stormbreaker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure about Stormbreaker. I just assumed I would be worthy. I just assumed we'd all be worthy. Like, especially you and I.
Obviously we're worthy. Yeah. We'll be Thor and Cap just like throwing it back and forth on the field.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we could just there you go. Yeah.
Okay, great. Would you rather wear the Hulkbuster or the Iron Spider suit?
Iron Spider.
I think me too.
That'd be cool. I mean I love Spider-Man anyways, and it would just be fun to, like, you know, swing around and then have those extra little Waldo arm thingies to just be like, ooh, it just looks like fun. So yeah, yeah. Definitely iron spider.
Agreed. Would you rather go to a party with Red Skull or Ultron?
Oh my God. Oy. That would be Ultron, so boring.
Real, his fake skin on his face, or is he just the Red Skull?
I feel like he's just the Red Skull. I feel like both of them would be such party poopers. They'd be like, why are we here?
Ultron, because at least he's not a Nazi. I mean, he kind of is.
Yeah, I guess. He's a bit. I feel like they're both bad.
They both suck.
Terrible choices to be. Yeah, both terrible choices to bring to a party. I guess Ultron.
Okay.
But I feel like with Red Skull, maybe Red Skull, because he wouldn't, even if he was mad, he would just pretend and wouldn't, like, I feel like Ultron has no social skills, and if somebody pissed him off, or upset him, then he would just be like, well, I'm going to take care of you right now, and wouldn't even pretend, or wouldn't be like, I'll deal with this later. He'll be like, nope, dealing with it right now, whereas Red Skull might be like, yep, I'm going to be petty, I'm going to wait, and then I'll do this later. But again, Nazi. So, yeah, Ultron. Yeah,
Ultron. Okay, we'll go to the party with Ultron.
Yeah, we'll go to the party. We don't take all.
Maybe he's got an off switch, so we could just be like, power down.
Yeah, we don't bring Nazis. So, yeah, definitely Ultron.
Would you rather be Spider-Man or Iron Man?
Spider-Man. Oh, no. Yeah, Spider-Man. They're both smart, but one has money and the other doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. You'd have no money, I'd have money. I'll fund your project. Don't worry.
Okay, there you go. I can be super nerdy.
Yeah. Would you rather listen to Hooked on a Feeling or Mr. Blue Sky?
Hooked on a Feeling.
Yeah, I'd pick it. Hooked on a Feeling.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Loki as a brother or Nebula as a sister? Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, because I want to date Loki. I don't want him to be my brother.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, if you're asking me who, I mean, and Nebula is so cool. Like, I mean, Loki's pretty cool too, but Loki'd be like, literally every second, like, are you my friend? Are we nice? Are we okay? At least with Nebula, she was angry at the beginning, but with reason, because I mean, look at how Thanos treated her. So, you know, she was angry for a reason, but then afterwards she became a really good sister. So I feel like that is a usual trajectory for a lot of sisterly bonds. So I feel like Nebula for me.
Yeah, I would want to be Nebula too. Have Nebula as a sister. Yeah. Would you rather be a doctor like Stephen Strange or a pilot like Carol Danvers? Pilot.
Well, the brown person in me is, my parents always wanted me to be a doctor, so if it can't be one in real life, might as well pick the answer that's a doctor.
Is that what you really want to do, Sheba? You're allowed to do whatever you want in this question.
I know. No, I'm doctor.
Doctor? Probably okay. Still yeah. Diversify the skills. Would you rather fight Captain America or Iron Man? I can't fight Captain America.
Yeah.
I was Iron Man, so I'd fight myself. Dear God, it's getting too complicated.
I think.
I can't fight Captain America.
Yeah, I feel like Iron Man because. Yeah. Iron Man. Yeah.
Would you rather have shawarma or orange slices?
Shawarma, 100%.
That one's so funny. Yeah, shawarma. Very filling.
Yeah, I love shawarma. I would eat shawarma all the time.
I love a good orange slice, but this isn't like even comparable to shawarma.
Yeah, because like orange slices isn't a food that would fill you up.
Would you rather be scorpion or adventure?
Say that again?
Yeah, agreed. Shawarma.
Yeah.
Would you rather be a guardian or an avenger?
Avenger, I think.
Me too.
Yeah, avenger. Now, if you
would
ask
you rather? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I said if you asked me if I wanted to be an X-Men or an Avenger, it would 100% be X-Men, but I would still pause a little bit.
I know that one would be a good question. It's not on the list. We don't have to ask it.
Yeah. Because they're
Doctor Strange's cloak or Captain America's shield?
Cloak.
Shield.
Cloak seems like he like the cloak would really look out for you.
It's true.
So cloak.
It's true. Cloak of Levitation does have good looking out skills. Mm-hmm. Okay, these last two questions before we stop are hard ones. Okay. Hard ones. Mm-hmm. The first one is, oh, where did it go? Oh, no, I lost it. Oh, here it is. Would you rather, this one's, I don't know. Okay. Would you rather have lived for 5 years or be restored after Thanos' snap?
Lived for 5 years, I guess. That'd be rough living,
tricky,
but
right?
Yeah, it would be rough, but then at the same time, you could help people re-simulate. I feel like based off of how the MCU is right now, people who come back kind of, you know, they're... Yeah, I feel like I would... Because then you could help people, hopefully help people that do come back and aren't getting the best treatment, hopefully help them out and be like, here you go, like, this is what we can do to help protect you and give you some rights, because they clearly don't have as many rights as the people that were still there.
You really would be the doctor, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's you. I like that. I think I'd want to stay too. I mean, if Cap stayed, I'd want to stay. So
yeah.
I'm going to go with that, because I'm going to need to be wherever Cap is. That's the love of my life. So
of course.
Obviously. Okay. This one is going to hurt, but it's our final question.
Okay.
Would you rather have Iron Man come back after Endgame or Black Widow? It's so hard.
That is a tough one.
No consequence to the timeline whatsoever. Just purely emotional. Don't overthink it. That's for you.
I feel like Iron Man, because not that I don't like Black Widow, but also because technically his daughter doesn't have a dad. So if he came back, then she'd have her dad again.
Mm.
And I would feel really heartbroken if I was someone and my dad was gone. So for that, I would bring back Iron Man. Plus, he is able to like build things and is funds a lot of the Avengers things, so there wouldn't be that loss of funding for the Avengers and for any of the superheroes. So I think those two reasons for me would want me to bring Iron Man back.
I think I'd say Black Widow, because I think that Tony's story so beautifully ended in a even though he left people behind. Morgan True. Has like so many people looking out for her. And True. I think Yelena doesn't have anybody looking out for her. And also, I don't think that we got like this sort of symmetry of story with Black Widow. Like, it still felt like her story wasn't even over,
yeah.
You know, like, whereas Tony's was like, he got the happy ending. He got the family. He got these things that he never thought he'd have. He was at peace. And I don't think Black Widow was. So I would say Black Widow. But I like both of our reasons. So
yeah, I agree.
All right, that's it. I mean, there are more questions, but that's our time. Definitely message us with any answers you might have or thoughts you have on our little game. I hope you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And answer these questions for yourself. And it's a simple Google if you want to see what the other questions were. It was, you know, Marvel's Would You Rather. There you go. Enjoy. And until next time, have a great week.